buongiorno. Fam Joe Prega. I hope Comrade have all the documentation. Probably got it yesterday and had time to go through it. Comrade, at most we have an hour and a half, or 2 hours at most. At most. But an hour would be ideal. We have no reason to, we have no one to ask questions. It's only us here. So don't fall into the temptation of firing questions. All right. The program is as it stands. I think, except that on item number 3, let's make it 3. What we have, let's make it 3.1. And then 3.2, let's make it the report on the third party funds. That trip, or those trips that we had to Mpumalanga, Limpopo, KwaZulu-Natal, and Eastern Cape. That will be, and then on item number 2, APEC, let's also include SATCOPEC, SATCOPEC report. Some of the information we needed, we've got it this morning, so we'll let's also make sure it deal with it. And in our next plenary, we will try and ensure that all the minutes of plenary sessions are made available. And subsequent to that, minutes of the last plenary will be approved in the subsequent plenary, so that we don't have minutes piling up. Like it has happened now. Well, the first item is the program. I'm sure we all have copies of the program with us. Today is Wednesday the 24th. The unauthorized expenditure, SASA and social development. Resolution as well as third party funds oversight report. Next week we're proposing that we will not have any committee meeting, but then that other week on the 6th and the 9th we were suggesting comrades that maybe we'll remember when we're meeting with SASA executive in Victoria, but it became clear that all is not well in the Eastern Cape. So we're suggesting that maybe we can make a turn in the Eastern Cape and have a look at the state of things. Have a surprise visit someplace, and then have another one that will be organized by the official, and then maybe meet with the provincial leadership of SASA. So if we are agreed here, we will then communicate with the people as of today. We're also looking at the possibility of maybe visiting one of the pay points here in the Western Cape. We've seen reports about some of these pay points in the media that clearly show that things could be better than what they are. The 13th, we're thinking maybe we could deal with the water boards. So far we have two water boards that have qualified audits, Mahalis and the other one. Why are you smiling, Pretoria? and then on the following day you have a hearing. I just want to add complete that on this great likelihood that might be visited by the public accounts committees of Botswana and Namibia. So they wanted to see the process from the briefing to the actual hearing. I understand, if I'm not wrong, in Botswana they don't get briefings from the AGs before the hearing. So it might be an eye opener for them. And possibly they might come with their auditor general. I'm not sure. And then the following week, a consideration of the Correctional Services Oversight Report. And the 21st, it's a committee planning session where we sum up our year's experiences, what are the things that we may need to add on, improve on, and for the next time. So that's where it is. Are there any issues that we may need to was felt from towards the end of September? Obviously it will be the new report coming in, so we'll be starting a new cycle. So let's just tie down a few things before the start of the new cycle. Is that okay? Can you leave it at that? Yes, Comrade Roy.
On the program, just one or two small things. Firstly, our proposal is a particular case. We have suggested that the scope, the area we intend visit, I think Comrade Kawani used the word scope, that the officials did the scoping exercise of the whole terrain. Possibilities of where we could go. If it's not possible, that scope comes to members of the committee so we can individually possibly work parties have an input into the program. So we don't leave it entirely up to the officials to decide we should go here, there or elsewhere. Now, I know it's very short notice, but if we could even now get that scoping exercise, and even now we could just make our inputs to telephonically. But we are very fortunate in having excellent officials, and they assist us very well with the program. But I would like to see us have a more hands-on approach to our program. That's number one. Number two, I see the plenary on the 13th is a possible one. Why is that? Because that's not yet done. Because if the plenary on the 13th is only possible, then I assume the plenary on the Wednesday is also only possible. So perhaps if we could just have some explanation for that. Thank you.
Any other input? Should we pass this committee? I think it was possible. It was just we made it a definite proposal yesterday. I think it was just an oversight. The visit to the Eastern Cape, I'm sure you would have found in your documents a list of the pay points and dates, but unfortunately these are not complete. They only cover the eastern half of the province. The western half is not covered. So we have requested that Mr. Paul should follow up with the officials, and once we have the other half, I think it should be sent to members. I understand that the provincial office is in East London, so the broad approach might be that it might be useful for us not to go to the extreme east for a physical visit and then come back to East London. So we might need to have something that might not have to stretch us beyond Mthatha if we're going to the east from East London. So we don't have to drive for 3 or 4 hours. Otherwise, we'll have to wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning by helicopter. So that is the thing. Otherwise, the possibility was we may have to fly to Johannesburg and then fly to Mthatha, so that from Mthatha then we can go anywhere, Mount Elif, Mount Frere, Libode, just like that. Or fly to Durban and then drive 4 hours to Mount Elif, sleep, and then drive another 2 hours to Mthatha, and then drive another 2 hours to East London to fly back. those are possibilities, but I'm just saying, let's have it that way. But the documents will be made available to all of us. She wanted to know if are we going to the Eastern Cape. Yes. All right, can we leave this item, comrade? Item number 2, the APEC conference, which is taking place from the 4th. I think there are no documentation relating to APEC. Just to iterate. I see. There are documents. Okay, she's distributing them now. But the most important thing is the date, which is the 4th to the 6th of October in the Northern Cape, Kimberley. The expectation is that we'll all be attending, as members of the committee. If there is any additional information, Mimangena is here. She can make some additions. She's the deputy head of administration in APEC, but we also have an executive committee member, Jambi, so that we're privileged. If there's any additional information, you can give it to us. Mange.
The conventional center. The convention center, convention, as it were, whatever you call it, wasn't completed. But what they said is that they were working on to that. If maybe by the end of this month it's not yet all right, we'll have to use the legislature grounds. A big marquee will be put on there, like they did in the Bobo the other time, and then that can be used. And then the other issue is the issue of bookings. You see, there are those who will be opposite the hall, and there are those who will be about 3 kilometers, 5 minutes drive, and others from the hall. So the Kimberley Protea is the one that is opposite the big hall. So it's where maybe we could ask our staff members to get accommodation for us. And then the other thing, it's please let's make sure that we register on time, so that we shouldn't come there and start giving staff a lot of problems. And the other one is that one of training that is ourselves together with Eastern Cape and
it's fine, maybe then we will talk to it.
Okay. I think that is that.
Oh, okay. Dubi, are we booked?
Thank you, Chair. You'll see in your pack we've distributed a memorandum that was signed on my behalf by Peter Paul. It's about the conference teams. Ourselves, we've been tasked with Western Cape and the Eastern Cape to develop a paper on strengthening governance structures in order to enhance transparency, accountability, and oversight in the public sector. In the document that I've circulated, there are guiding questions that need to be answered. Myself and Peter Paul, together with the researcher, we are busy now working on the document. But we thought maybe prior to us submitting a draft, hence we are requesting a slot towards the following week. Because we thought we're going to go to slot next week to present a draft paper. But I think in the next plenary meeting, we are requesting a slot to submit that draft paper. Definitely to be based also on the input that members might feel need to be put in. Thank you.
Why don't you make your draft, circulate to members, and by the time we come to plenary, you can talk to it and then members can make it, because then they would have gone through it.
Yeah, I think it's in all that challenge we had been experiencing is with regard to the two jurisdictions. Peter Paul for the past 2 weeks has been begging to be in contact with them, but we felt for the project of the film, I think we need to take the lead, and we've taken this initiative. Then they will follow us if they are to follow. At the end of the day, the same draft is the one that we're going to circulate to them for them to make input.
No, that's fine. I think that should be the way to go. Let's do something, send it to them, then they can make input. The other thing, Mangan, you can help us. The conference, are we going to be electing new leadership of APEC or not?
Yeah, this is going to be an elective conference. Remember, we said it's 2 years, so 2 years is over. Now they are going to collect. Thank you.
All right. So we need to, I don't know how, but we need to decide how we're going to elect Tobijan or somebody else or something like that. All right, no, it's fine. I'm just saying, let us put that in our minds to say what it is that we want to do. I have always believed that the National Assembly should play a very central role in terms of trying to provide leadership to APEC. Leadership is not position, it's influence. How do we shape and influence the way things are being done? The Constitution may say whatever it says about the relationship between province and national, but the reality is that for the people out there, the real parliament is this one. So we need to be seen to be providing leadership. I'm just saying it's something we may need to adopt consciously and then say, how do we ensure that we provide that, either through the executive or through the COT and all that. Right, Memangena.
You remember people from Tanzania were not happy with the delegation from South Africa saying that we are many, and they were telling us that they want parliament. They are not talking about legislatures. They said they don't know what a legislature is. They are talking about parliament. And then if it's parliament, it means that national should see to it what is supposed to be done. But we had to explain to them that it's parliament. You see, Nigeria understood very well what we are saying in other countries, but Tanzania was adamant to say that no. South Africa is sending a lot of delegation, about 45, while the others are sending 10, 3, 6. Thank you. Maybe that should be considered.
No.
Chair, I think you remarked on a very important element and omission that we normally do. I think South Africans understand what South Africa is all about. It's a unitary one state, you know, although with these other, you know, branches that we call them in what language you may call it. But I think the problem is us as the National Assembly. You see, when you know that people out there that are expecting big things from you, then you deploy Chobejani. You are causing yourself not to be given support. I think the quality of members that we nominate should immediately call the provinces to support us. We should not fall into this thing of saying, for the sake of we want to please Chobejani. Who's Chobejani? We should do things in the best interest of the nation. The quality of members that we are sending should speak for us. That's the point that I thought I should raise it.
Okay, that's fine. Can we move to SADCOPEC? And once again, Memangia, if there's anything to add, I would like you to accept that the SADCOPEC conference is from the 30th of October to the 5th of November. Zimbabwe, no longer Harare, but Victoria Falls. I'm sure we'll make this available. Just the program and the invitation. In terms of the allocation, as National Assembly was supposed to have three delegates, but that three excludes Memangen because she's part of the office bearers. So we need to be able to say who are the three people who will be representing us in Harare, Zimbabwe, from the 30th of October. And I'm sure that these names are needed before at least the end of this week. So that's where we are. You recall there was one in Swaziland, there was one in Zambia. So we need three comrades and one staff member to attend. We can decide what we want to do, or we can simply follow the travel policy of Parliament, which is that if we need three people, you need to have one. And I know, comrades, when we're here, you have lost your identity. You have to regain your identity. Two from the ANC and one who is not from the ANC. So I think that's the formula that we can and actually should to be able to use.
Like to confirm that formula, and in fact, the ANC is ready with its two names if you want.
Yeah. Who wants those two names?
Our names are Comrade Shawani and Comrade Faith. Those two from the ANC.
Okay. third person.
Chairperson, well, I understand that the third person should be coming from the opposition. But usually the chairperson of the committee is supposed to go. I don't know how we all work it out, but what I know is that the chairperson of the committee.
No, no, it's better if you not hear it. Bush, you wanted to say something.
No, no, no. I thought we may have this systems to do, but we are a committee, and when we are coming to these kind of things, I would want for the first time in my lifetime to support Honorable Mangena to say the chair of the committee might be critical for him to be one part of it. No, and I will never repeat it. This is for the first time.
Yeah. Honorable Singh.
Yeah, Chairperson, thank you very much. Yeah, I know we're putting our party hats on. But I think I agree with Honorable Mangena. But my request is that one member come out of the ANC's allocation, and that the rest of the opposition, in inverted commas, no, not opposition in this committee, be given an opportunity to select a person. I think we did that in the past, where Mark Steele went to somewhere, Swaziland or something, and I think at that time there was a in principle kind of agreement that would happen. Now, I wouldn't like to see the opposition, in inverted commas, competing with the chairperson, because that's how it will end up if there's no concession from the other side. So my appeal to Comrade Ainslie is that if that consideration is accepted, then from amongst the other opposition here, we can choose and nominate one person to go. And I can assure that person won't be me, so I'm not speaking for myself.
Thank you. You are like me. You don't want to.
Okay, I'm going to have to consult, seeing as you're directing your references to me. Allow me to consult, but for now our position stands, the two ANC people. But being fairly flexible, let us give us a few hours. I know you're anxious to have the names, I think by the end of today. Give us a few hours to consult.
Maybe Chairperson, to second my whip, my leader in this regard, it might be an ideal if you know the person possibly we are relinquishing the voice for, because we may not necessarily give to everybody. We may like some individual, not everybody who's seen, I must say it. There are some people that too, I guess ANC will never agree.
All right, maybe. No, it's fine. Let us. Maybe let's do this from today. Let's just internalize the process, and when we have to deal with it, we don't have to pronounce it that they are ANC, they are APC, they are this and that, but just deal with the members, because I wouldn't want us to move into our trenches and then come out and then sometimes run back to our foxholes. But let us say we need three people, and we already have two names. There's a suggestion from Memangena. Is there a suggestion you would like to make, say, specifically?
Sure, can we be given 1 hour, 59 minutes to consult? No, I think we'll have a quick consultation. It is not fair for me just to give a name. But we can consult in 2 minutes and then come back.
I think... Let us you principle, but then can we move beyond the principle and look at a name? Otherwise, it still takes us back to... I want us to do it here, because the committee needs three people. Now, if we'll have the committee into two fragments, this fragment focus and give us this fragment focus and give us that.
Are you actually not also talking to your marshal?
You're making me the whip of the committee, for which I don't get paid. Chair, ready to report. Chair, you note me, I haven't consulted you.
Why? Because
I understand. I'm the alternative, not the opposition. The opposition was consulted.
Because our view, the reason we didn't consult with you in person is that we feel that you should be part of the delegation, no matter what. Right, that's our view. And that from the others who are left here, we want to propose colleague Pete Pretorius. So our proposal is Pete Pretorius, and that the chair must be part of it. But if there's a train smash, then we can reconsider if the chair is going to be excluded.
No, there's no train smash. I think we have a meeting of minds. We are ad idem. We would approve of such a delegation. Chairperson, Mr. Wani, and Mr. Doris would support.
Thank you, Chair. There was a suggestion which can we take it up with APEC to check if they cannot allow us an extra person. So we'll keep the three plus. It's only when it fails that we can get them come back to this one. Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Colby. Right, let's move to item 3.1. Consideration of Department of Social Development and South African Social Security Agency draft resolution. Where is the draft, Tombi? We all had copies of the draft report. Draft resolution. Can we have a look at it? Paragraph 1 on introduction. paragraph 1 on introduction. Are you only reading now? Okay. All right, on introduction, we find with it. Can we move to payables?
I'm just going to query something. The two figures mentioned in A and B are very close to one another, they're not exactly the same. 879.2 and 879.1. I'm not sure if the report actually stipulates two separate amounts. It just looks like a typographical error to me. Somebody must just check that. It does refer to note 13, so.
So, is it you or Mr. Paul? It's you. All right, just. Go and check the. That's it. All right. On the recommendation. Okay, no. Yeah, that's page 1. You remember that. All this was arose out of the change to accrual base of accounting, and because they did not work on the exception that they were given. All right, number 3, bank overdraft. Recommendations, the first line, the last line, the unreconciled amounts. Remove that little A. Pretorius?
That number 3, sir, bank overdraft. I missed that one of yours. I see that. Just top of the page, the A and B, in A, the existence of payments to the value of so-and-so included in the bank overdraft stated as 345 million in note 10 to the financial statements due to the limitation. Now the limitation is written out more in detail in the previous page. There's limitations placed on the scope of the work. I just wonder whether we shouldn't repeat the actual words due to the limitations placed on the scope of the work. Otherwise you don't know what you're talking about, what limitations they refer to.
Yeah, I think that's in order.
And while we added a similar response to number 4A as well, down the line, down the page. Third line, limitations placed on.
Oh, yeah. The third line on A.
Yeah.
Just A, limitations placed on the scope of the work. S.
And while I'm still on my feet, so to speak, the under 4, the already general, the hyphen, and it's space between the hyphen and the G. Just place up that gap.
Okay. Right, can we move to 5, which will be page 2 and page 3.
Number 8.
Mr. Ali, can we take the whole of 5 and move it to page 3? That is the heading and the auto general identify the follow. Just move it to page 3 so it starts from there.
Can I refer to the top of the number 8?
There's
a word missing off the stock. Inventory stock on hand that was verified with the physical stock, probably count or take whatever with the physical stock count, perhaps. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
Stock count.
Oh, yeah. Stock. Probably stock count. Can we check that, Charles? Yeah. Stock count could not be compared with the inventory. Can we move to number 6?
Yes, I'm still victorious.
Okay.
Before
All right.
6, 6, 8, 12.
Yeah.
sixth day should not be a negative for us. The agency's records did not. But also just generally, and it's not a transparency, it's not nitpicking, but just watch out in future. I see sometimes colons are used at the end of the sentence, other times semicolons, other times full stops. I mean, you must decide. You've got to have one decide, you're going to need what format you're going to use, not interchangeable. Nobody will even see that except grammar teachers like Mr. Steele, who's no longer with us. But now Mr. Pretorius is moving into his place very well. But just check that, not even now, but in future, your colon, semicolon, full stop, so we are consistent.
Lost split infinitive.
No more.
Okay. All right. Can we move to VS Pretoria? You were preempted this time.
Such a hurry to jump again at verse number 8. The same response there after limitations. I think we must insert what sort of limitations. Same as the previous pages.
All right. And then line number 3.
Yeah.
Okay, can we move to number 7? Can we move number 7 to the next page, Charles, as well? That will be.
The whole of it.
Yeah, what you have on page 3, just move it to page 4. So it starts there.
So it will be an argument, there will be a new space. And that is
it. It will be ugly.
Yeah.
the accounting authority. All right.
You see, you don't put a 2 between an adverb or adjective and its verb. You don't, that's splitting the infinitive, you don't do that. So you don't say urge the entity to properly edit, you say urge the entity to edit properly. You don't split the 2 from its verb. Thank you.
Honourable, then we will.
Can you just repeat that? Because I was searching for the for the line. Which one?
It's the second line. Really
the second.
That comma. Mm-hmm. I should read and urge the entity.
The entity to not properly edit.
Or properly edit.
No. To edit properly.
Nobody's observing grammar
anymore. Oh, okay. It's
completely
okay, see?
Yeah, after especially a comma.
Where is the special?
Second line.
Especially.
Manual report as a result of numerical errors especially, but not limited to financial statement.
Okay.
See, the first line on the conclusion, I think the tense must be present tense to be in line with all the others. The committee expresses its dissatisfaction.
Okay.
And then I would go further on and include Mr. Ainsley's amendment to edit properly. Its report before printing it. I think that it can fall away before printing.
Before printing, so that such errors are okay. Yeah. Shlomo.
I just wanted to say, maybe we should propose that Comrade Roy, Comrade Pretorius, and see, we have 15 minutes classes of teaching us about split infinitives and all of those things. So that the Englishman, on a lighter note, Chen, so that next time we don't spend much time, because I can see on split infinitives.
I was of the view that we'll have to recommend to the agency to consider removing Ensley, because DAF removed one, and the last one being accepted.
Yes, Ryan?
Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, sorry. Mr. Chair, we're
joking. I love the sound of the first one.
That's the one.
Mr. Chair, we're joking, and it's, but jokes aside, it is quite serious, but I don't think we as a committee should kind of spend our time on grammatical corrections. I know we've got a language service in Parliament, and shouldn't all reports actually go to the people, the experts, and they can go through it and make all the grammatical, correct all the grammatical errors and make sure the language is correct and it reads easily before it comes to us, so we don't have to sit here and check the comma and split infinitives and those kind of things.
All right. Well, actually thought the suggestion would be that Pretoria Singh and Comrade Roy should form our editorial committee, so they will edit the things before they can push.
Yeah, Chair, I thought you would also be kind to explain to honourable member here to say we ourselves resolved that we wanted to master our own work, because we have noticed that when we left it to that section, a lot has been, distorted from what we've been, resolving on. And then hence we are sticking to this. Even when we send it, when it comes back, we feel this is not what we said. So we again, redo it.
All right. No, it's fine. Let's move to the next page, which is the report of the department itself. Social development. Right, introduction, number one, sure this will be fine, it can be a question of ensuring that there is consistency of style. Number two, transfers.
Just a comment about consistency again. In this case, I think Mr. Ainsley might make a point about semicolons and so on, but the question of a comma or a full stop in an amount is also an issue. In this case, we're using a comma suddenly, whereas the previous one was full stop.
Sim, what is it? Is it a comma or a full stop?
A comma.
Alright. A comma, okay. Okay. Can we move to the next page? Just a minute. 2C, yes.
It's supposed to be the agency, not the agent.
The agency record. See why. Thank you. That is title ASM. All right, let's move to page two.
And can you also take Matali on board? She's not here.
No, don't worry. She's coming in. He's worried that Matali has not said a word.
No, let me be quiet. This is the word I've done.
You know, he always gets
Now you are. You are starting with Ashley now. Okay, that's the nature of group two. You must deal with them.
Okay. All right, page two. Flow of funds.
Regards to the department, I'm neither here nor there.
But I think that's how it would explain it.
Or can we change relations to relationship, and then what Comrade Roy has explained, I think does make sense. In the introduction, we have Department of Social Development in brackets the department. So it means subsequently, like on three flow of funds, it should just be the department. And same thing on the Auditor General, draw attention to the following. It should just be department without referring to the whole department. Yeah.
I think the same applies to the Committee on Public Accounts. Right up front, we say Committee on Public Accounts. Normally, you say here thereafter, referred to as the committee in a legal document. And everywhere we use committee, you mean the Committee on Public Accounts. Yeah.
Doris?
So you're going to propose for that paragraph B, which you asked me to look at.
Yeah.
That we say, and I'm using the words as in the paragraph just before that, where we say what the words are drawing the attention to. If we say in B, corporate governance and particularly the accountability relations between the department and SASA need to be urgently addressed. Then I use the same words as in the prior paragraph.
You say corporate governance.
Corporate governance and then you insert, take away the rest and insert particularly the accountability relations or relationship.
Relationship, yeah.
Between the department and SASA needs to be addressed urgently. Then it speaks to the paragraph on top.
Okay. So that needs to be addressed.
Because this was the point also that the DG mentioned at the Pretoria meeting the other day, which was giving problems.
But even the National Treasury DG, remember, he committed that the situation will not remain as it is, it will be resolved one way or the other. So I think our resolution merely says do this urgently, don't keep it. Yeah, okay. And go to page 3. In this particular case, I think it should be the accounting officer, because that's the department, isn't it? Accounting officer.
But don't you normally say the minister? We don't say minister, what we mean?
The accounting.
The executive authority is accountable to the
legislation.
What do you normally say?
Executive authority. I think we said executive authority. Yeah. Authority. All right. No, that's fine. That's executive authority. Thanks. Can we then say with this amendment, this report is done, Comrade?
Sure.
Okay. That's fine. The next one is a consideration of the third party funds report. That is the visit we had to Mpumalanga, Limpopo, KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape, as well as Gauteng. I'm sure we've all gone through the report, yes. On page 1, is there anything you'd like to add or subtract? Either somebody's name is not there, I know Dreyer's name is not there. It cannot be. Pretorius?
Just a question, sir, in the heading, the draft report, so the word third party doesn't appear there anywhere. So if it reads down somewhere and before we get to third party, so I think third party is just be somewhere in the heading.
Alright. Mr. Paul? Noted that. Oversight visits to do what? Where?
I noticed Limpopo is not there, maybe. You say draft report of standing committee for one is was Zulu, Eastern Cape, and Gauteng.
This was surely done by Mr. Paul. He was not there. So he could only write where he was. So it has given out who drafted this report. Yeah, the two. Commercial?
And also, we visited the Durban High Court. But we agreed to, why would we agree to keep the Durban High Court up when we actually visited the court?
Can we, maybe let's do this corporate. Let's go. It should be on the introduction. But Devon High Court. Mr. Paul?
I don't remember that one. It's difficult because I'm going to say elements in that editing process, but I wouldn't remember where it came from. That it was making the report a little longer, and some felt that the sentiment that we didn't find anything that was relevant to the terms of reference at the Devon High Court. I just remember that that's what led to it being removed in terms of just trying to shorten the report and not making it too long. It's one meter, one man decision.
No,
sir.
I think this is a particular place. We did have discussions that we were in that room for. But we were there, we did speak to the acting Josh President, we were there with numerous members of staff. We had a very good interaction, so I think it ought to be good.
No, it's fine. Can we find a way of adding it? I understand the point he's making, that in relation to third-party funds, we did not get anything in Durban, but it is a place that the committee visited. So let's find a way, let's find a formulation. Okay, Mr. Paul? Coach?
Chair, I'm not sure. This thing of delegation, is it adding value into the report? Do we have to say who we are? I thought we are giving a report of what we have observed and whatever. I'm not sure whether it's necessary to mention the names of ourselves.
Yeah, I think it is important to indicate who were the people who went there, because remember there was expenditure incurred to get those people there, so that we don't at some point say the committee goes to a place and only three people went out of 14. So we do need to say this report is a product of the actual body of the committee that went there. These are the people who went there. So I think it should be as part of the introductory. It's not the meat of the report, but as part of the introductory part. I think it's important. No, I think it's good to be there. You're not in Gauteng.
Yeah, I'm asking him. I couldn't
I'm sure also this Gauteng should go on the next page. It's very ugly the way it is. It's hiding, you know, under Limpopo.
It's more a question of correction, and in relation to housing, after speed, it doesn't have to be end. coma, then there should be no coma before Pretoria. There should be no end. Then you can have end before, no, after C, because then you will have to end Matladi. Okay?
Another point, Chief President.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was deeper now. Because I was saying, if we are able to write the names of people who attended in these other provinces, why we didn't write when we were doing the FAFA work as well?
Sasa was Mary.
Sasa? When we were in Matlani, it was like a year.
But we haven't started it before.
No, we have just been dealing with Sasa. But I just wanted to say it must be a pattern in all the verses that will be done.
Yeah. No, the FASA report that we're dealing with now is the annual report. Then the visit to Taung and it is still coming, and it will also follow that pattern. Yeah, it will follow the pattern.
So this lady is very intelligent. I've noticed that she's not in the room. Are you there, madam? Good.
All right. Can we go to background third party fund on page 2? Which is actually an explanation of what third party funds is all about.
Your question?
Yeah.
Yeah, spelling of background. I'm surprised that my colleague on my left didn't pick it out. And then on the first page, the draft report becomes a report. It mustn't stay draft.
Well, after this meeting, it will be a draft. Okay, background.
So on the support
staff.
Is it AG's office was not there? I'm checking.
Did we have anyone from the AG's office here? From here? From Parliament? Did we have Psyche? Did we have Zanelli? What were you suggesting, Kosh? No, I'm talking at the level of principle. Yes, Zanelli was part. But that's the AG's office. How do we treat them? As part of support staff? No. AG. All right, yeah. Let's add Auditor General's office. I think. Thanks, Kosh. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. If you do that, then you open up the door for other people. For example, the SASA one, Treasury, the Treasury guy was there, and some other people also. So then you must probably add them also when you get to that point.
No. To the extent that the AG's office are people who came with us, who are part of us. The officials, they are the people of the other side.
Okay.
Yeah. Except that when we'll receive the SASA report. I mean, when we're in a meeting, like we're in Pretoria, you may need to indicate that the SASA delegation was led by so and so without mentioning everybody. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Can we move to page 3?
Page 2,
yes.
Question, I'm not sure whether third party fund is singular or plural. If you look at third party funds 3.1, then the next line, the third party funds administers. Peter Paul must make a call there, one fund or different funds.
Alright, let's check that, Chow, whether it is third party fund or third party funds. Okay, can we check that, Mr. Paul? No, it's fine. We'll check that and verify. Can we go to page 3? Audit report of the Auditor General of South Africa. Basically, it's also background information just to indicate that the last time it was 2007 and 8 that they submitted an annual report. Pretorius?
With the first bullet in page 3 at the bottom, the fund received disclaimers on its audits for the 2006-07 and 2007-08 financial years. That comma must be replaced by and. I just carry on with the last.
And then I thought you'd say the second sentence for the 2008. Can we check, Toby? Did they submit any financial statements to Parliament for 2009, 10, as well as 10 and 11? Okay. 10 and 9, did they submit anything? Because I'm looking at the second sentence, so that you say for the 2008-09 financial statements were yet to be submitted. We know for sure they were not submitted. And then so we may either have to say, since then they have not submitted any financial statements. Till to date, there is none. They just have to change that sentence. Since then, they have not submitted financial to the Auditor General. Because the sentence supposes as if we're still in 2009, September, October. They have not yet. Maybe they might, but we're now in 2011. Alright, can we go to page 4, Pretorius?
Just in the very last sentence on page 3, at the end you say we resolve to undertake these long overdue visits. I have a little bit of uncomfortability about the long overdue. Can't we simply say to undertake these visits? But if we say that it's almost self-criticism, and we know that a committee, one of our previous scopers went there in any case some years back, so I think I would propose take out the long overdue.
Okay, let's take out long overdue. Page 4. Terms of reference. The committee is reporting its findings and recommendations to the House as required by, because as you read it, it will be when you are presenting it, if we were to read everything, at that point we'll be saying we are now presenting this report. And not put it in that abstract context. conceptual sense, which merely says you have decided to undertake an oversight trip. In terms of Rule 137, you are required to report to the House. But you are actually saying, in terms of this rule, we are now reporting. And then what follows below is now the actual report.
Chair, isn't that last, what you're talking about, the historic statement related to 2010? What we did in 2010, during the parliamentary session in 2010, we said we'd do this, and then we would report. And later we say we hereby report our findings.
Unless you take that sentence and put it after third party funds is processed and managed, so it will still be part of that historic reporting. That in 2010 this is what we decided, and having decided, then this is what we would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we take it up there, it is part of that. Then I think it's fine. Yeah. 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 Can we go to 5.1? I hope findings is correctly spelled thing.
Yeah.
Findings, it's fine. Okay. 5.1.
There's a question about the, in number 2, paragraph 2 there, it says they remind no career pathing in the halls. I'm not sure if the word remind is correct on there. It almost implies that they tried something, but it still hasn't been improved. So there is no career policy. Isn't that a bit as...
You say number 2?
Under number 2.
Yeah?
It says, if you read the second line there, it says there remains no career policy.
Okay. Can we just say there is?
No, my other question is it really that bad? Is it no, or is it very limited? Is it a matter that we say generally there's no. I'm happy with that. Okay. Just to point out while I'm speaking that the word cash walls are spelled with caps here, and some of the other document that's on its smaller caps logos.
In the halls. Career pumping in the halls. Can we say cash halls? Just add the word cash, otherwise it is just halls. I'm saying cash holds, because that cash holds refers to that specific section that deals with the payment. Can we move to page 5? Financial management system. Torres?
The point 2, that abbreviation CEFT, you are not quite sure what that means. Maybe we should just write it out, whatever it is. Is it on top there? Oh, right. No, it's not. No, JDAS is there, but that's one. C. CFT.
Comrade Roy? Please.
In that same paragraph, on the section, it talks about, the next sentence talks about 8 modules. I can only count 7 modules. Is there? Okay.
It's an option. The last one says all.
Yes, the and.
Yeah, because it's not. That is
all. There's only 7 modules. But then underneath in 3, it talks about the unclassified modules. So are there 7 modules, 8 modules, and 9 modules? In 2, it talks about 8 modules.
Mm-hmm.
If you count them, because of the all, there are only 7. But if you include the unclassified module as a module, then it brings it to 8. See, 3 says the unclassified module. But in your list of modules, you don't mention unclassified modules. So I'm assuming that all remains, and that the 8th module is this unclassified. I really have sympathy and a lot of respect for the people who took these notes, because they are very detailed and excellent note taking. And I can't recall in detail some of these things, but as it's written there, I'm uncertain as to whether which of the 8 modules.
Can we verify that? Because you're right, in terms of what is written here, there are 7. Because unclassified or general, then that makes them 7. So let's just check that and verify. All right, can we go to the next page?
I think the item, the semicolon should be after checking, and then and. The semicolon must be before the and, not after the and. The very last on page 5 is at the very, very bottom.
Yeah.
Important that is checking semicolon,
yeah,
and then your and.
Oh, okay. It must come before and.
Still on page 5, on number 6, because it got some ABC, it says something, but I'm not sure whether if you read the document, you'll be able to specify that on page 6, then there are some subheadings that talk to page 6, the way the wording is so composed. It will make a reader just to browse, not to get an interest and see just a little bit of a space.
Mm-hmm. Pushing it a little inside.
Yeah.
Creating some space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You got that, Mr. Paul? All right. Can you go to page 6?
Chair? Chair, the first bullet, the department plan to replace JDAS with a new system that would be more effective in carrying out daily operations of the course. Now, I don't know if the system will be carrying out the daily operations, but the system will be used to monitor the daily operations.
Monitor or manage?
Or to manage, yes. It's more effective in the management of daily operations at the court. The system will assist that.
It's more effective in the management of.
Then the third one, consultation with stakeholders had begun and was continuing, instead of continued. The stakeholder consultation.
Can anyone recall what does that refer to, that sentence?
Yeah, what they said to us here, that they had this new system and they were talking to the service providers and things like that.
Can't we leave that sentence out? Because I think the first two are basically talking to it in general. And also, can we take out that date of October? Because bullet number 2 says they're still awaiting approval. So if they get approval in September, clearly it won't be implemented in October. That might have been a message deadline, but the fact that they're still waiting for approval, maybe let's not put that the commitment they had made to a date. That's the fourth bullet point. Yeah. No, I read yesterday and made changes. So they gave me the one that they did not have the changes. So So can we remove the third bullet point, that one on consultations, and then leave the rest? Yeah, Commissioner.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not sure also about bullet number 4. venue system will be piloted soon. And on the reasons that I know it was not the same meeting, but you remember last week when we met with Treasure in terms of the financial system management of all the departments. I'm not sure if they will really agree to have a business system as it is. But maybe I don't think also it is for us to say that the new system will be piloted. I don't think. I'm just of the view that maybe we should remove bullet, the last bullet.
Doris? I think that's a good suggestion. Maybe we can consider saying,
again, you are too loud.
Upon once Treasury approval is obtained, a new system would be piloted and staff would be in training. But that is dependent on the decision by Treasury.
Yes.
Or maybe
let's just take it out.
Yeah.
I think it does not bring anything new. And I wanted to say maybe on bullet 2 after the comma, instead of although, why can't we use and? Because I think the meaning there, you can't use although. Because all we're saying is that they are waiting approval, but we also want to highlight that they actually do have money for that project already. So we'll have two bullet points. Those are the things. We've had many things, but maybe we've just taken those two cardinal points. Can we go to the conclusions?
I said to the number 6, the heading must be in caps as well as all the others are capital letters. And all number 6 are written by the department.
Okay, Mr. Paul? Well, the capital letters just like.
To get a clarity, to maybe to remind myself, the financial records of the 2008 and 2009 for the whole department was not available for some.
first line, no,
the first line.
Yeah, that's also my suggestion, that they include the racial records after the test 25.
Yeah. You just don't say, because if they pointed a serious challenge in the department, it's like the whole financial records. Yeah.
Yeah, can we just, yeah, the... Yeah, the financial records, yes, for third party fund. So that it's not as if it is the department, but it's clear that the reference is to third party fund. All right, Victoria?
In number two, I'm just a little bit concerned that we make it very rigid to say that all staff do not have adequate training. Shouldn't we say the part of that is staff who worked with the fund did not always have adequate training? It's a little bit strong, isn't it? Number two, it would imply that there is no staff member at all in the country who has adequate training. If you say they do not always have the training, then at least you create space for those who are trained. We do get training.
Not always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, yeah.
Did not always have. So that, yeah, you leave a window of escape for yourself, yeah.
And then number three,
yeah.
Say career pathing for the staff in the cash halls would lead to improved service delivery to the people, I think, is better. Not four.
To the people?
Should I use, I just want to interject or to get into, when you translate in Sesotho into English, to get into your mouth before you speak, I don't know, I just want to link number 8 and number 2. You see number 8, since as if we are repeating same thing about number 2. Number 8, adequate training for staff on the new system will ensure improved service delivery. Can't we link it? Also, when you link it with number 3, I think it still talks the same. I just wanted to check.
I think number eight talks to the last part of number 7, which is the new system. That is when the new system is implemented. There has to be adequate training, because on the above, we're complaining that the staff did not have adequate training in relation to JADA. So when you have a new system, we're saying you need to have adequate training in relation to the new system. Because number 7 talks about, Pretorius?
My last comment would be on number 8. I would propose that we say adequate training of staff on the new system, not for the staff, adequate training of staff.
So that's your last comment.
On that page, yes, thank you.
On the page. Okay. We go to page 7 on the recommendation. I particularly like the format. Well, conclusions and recommendations. I think that was good, Mr. Paul. Keep it up. Are you suggesting there are other areas of shortcoming?
Actually, I just am sitting there, everybody talking all at the same time, and sometimes technical things, and they get 99% of what's discussed and what is said. Well, actually,
it's too modest. You can see the way he's taking it. Yeah, it's very modest. Okay, can you do this number 8, Pretoria?
In the first line, I think we can take out the on public accounts. Simply say the committee recommends. It's clear which committee it is.
Thank you.
And then in line 1, at number 1, I would say documents should be made available to the Office of the Auditor General.
Okay.
Can I carry on with number 4?
Yeah.
Security measures should be improved at the courts by the installation.
Yes, computer.
Yeah, but some courts do already have.
Some do.
Some
require.
court with Solomon, and dining with Solomon. Perhaps you could say where.
I'll tell you why, because the initial draft had umlaz, and then you have the old one. Then we said umlaz should be removed. Because, yes, some courts have cameras, but what we're saying is to say, you are raising the principle that you need cameras, period. So those that have them, it's fine, we're happy. But those that don't, they should be there.
Why don't we say cameras must be installed at courts where they
look, Kumbi, for me it's still fine, because even that installation will not happen all at once. It will be a process to cover all the costs. But what you're saying is that if you put cameras, it will improve security. And then the department will come back and say, no, out of the 500 courts, so far we have installed in 195. We are on our way to... So what we're saying, we're encouraging them that we have seen that this thing is necessary and important. It needs to happen. In Umlazi especially. All right. Anything on number 8 before we move to the next page?